that many senior party officials, including retired senior party leaders, said, quote, "So I won't change. What can, so I just won't change. So what can you do?" Unquote. This indicates, she writes, that the Chinese Communist Party no longer cares to justify its political decisions and prove its legitimacy. It's not now, it is now not much different than a mafia boss. So what's interesting is that the ideology that it is using, since it doesn't feel it has to justify itself anymore, and neither does the West. This is a global phenomenon, this contempt, this lack of interest in what the people care about or want. But she's arguing, since the ideologies are patently meaningless, democracy is an empty phrase, so is communism, it now relies on a different ideology, that without us, there will be chaos. She's writing, China will fall into chaos without the leadership of the Communist Party. The bottom of society and the poorer areas have become such a jungle that the middle and lower middle classes feel increasingly unsafe. Between a violent state and a violent mob, they prefer the former. And then secondly, she says the party is confident that it has enough military force to suppress any protest. So, if we were to say communism is doomed, do you think that's causing sweat to stand on a single ruling Chinese elite brow any more than capitalism is doomed would cause any consternation to our ruling elites, our quote unquote? I don't think so. Why don't we start asking, what do we want? And then how do we get it?